Chapter 2. And so it begins. I let myself into Jay's house and found him and Veronica sitting apart in his room, her in his computer chair, and him on the bed against his headboard. Both wore auras of navy blue sadness, with a fizzle of gray nervousness in Veronica's. I knew from the distance between them and the tension in the air that they weren't together anymore. "Hey," Veronica said. I sat on the edge of the bed. "Hey?" Jay raised his eyebrows at Veronica.
"You want to tell her?"
She bit her lip. "So I got this really cool opportunity. I didn't tell anyone because I wasn't sure at first if I'd take it, but I decided to do it. I'm going to Spain to study abroad this semester." "Spain?" I couldn't help but smile. That was so awesome. I could totally picture Veronica there. And then I saw the lack of joy on Jay's face, and my excitement waned. "Oh." Silence. "I guess it'd be hard to keep a long-distance relationship, huh?" I asked. "There's the time difference," Veronica explained. "With Jay working nights and me probably busy with school stuff." I knew it was more than just the time and distance issues. All signs had been pointing to breakup for months now. Neither of them seemed surprised or angry, just sad. "You guys are both okay, though?" Jay picked at his jeans.
"It's a good opportunity, you know? She shouldn't pass it up."
I looked at Veronica, and a stream of light gray guilt swam around her before dispersing. I patted the spot on the bed across from Jay and me, and Veronica came over on shaky legs to sit with us. We sat in a semicircle facing one another, being closer lightened Jay's aura. "I love you guys," I said quietly. Veronica kept biting at her lip. "You're not mad at me about school? I know we were going to room together." "No, I'm not mad." This was terrible timing, but I had to tell them now. "Actually, I kind of have some big news, too."